Good morning. This is Issues of the Environment on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm Patrick Campion, sitting in for David Fair this week. And an interesting topic of conversation has come up, and that is what to do with all of these reusable or single-use bags that you see flying around town. If you've ever watched a plastic bag, white, floating on the breeze, wondering where it might end up and where it came from, well, there are people that actually think very long and hard about these kinds of things and the impact that they have in the short term and long term on our environment and our community. And one of those people is with me this morning, Yusuf Rabi, Washtenaw County Commissioner. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
And you're here today to discuss the proposed bag. Well, we're not going to really call it a ban. Let's call it a change in regulations about how bags are. Do you want to call it a tax? I don't think it's a tax. It's a charge, right?
Well, I think what we're calling it right now is our single-use plastic bag ordinance. So
okay.
It just governs how these single-use bags will be used moving forward in our community.
So you can see that I stumbled a little bit there and even how to describe it. I think there's some confusion, you know, ranging on this issue from, hey, Washtenaw County wants to ban plastic bags altogether to they're charging everybody a tax. So give me the 30-second of what exactly it is your goals for this are and how you're going to accomplish them.
Yeah, sure. So just before I jump into that, though, I do want to sort of give a disclaimer that the intention with this ordinance has always been to have a lengthy public engagement process where we would bring different factors and factions in the community together to try to hash out all the details of this ordinance so that it could be the most ideal ordinance that we could possibly create for our community. And unfortunately, that process was cut short. And I will talk about that a little bit later, hopefully, in this interview. But so everything that I'm about to describe in terms of what we have right now is sort of a snapshot in time. We're about 20% done with our public engagement process. And so it's sort of what we came up with, given that 20% of the process of progress being made. So what we have now in front of us is a single-use bag ordinance, which charges a 10-cent fee on single-use bags. Now, this applies to all grocery stores in particular. It does not apply to, your normal retail stores or, your favorite store at the mall or whatever that might be.
So, wait, just to jump in there, so this wouldn't apply to a fast food restaurant?
That's a curveball for me. I'm not sure about that one. I don't think so. I think it's only for grocery stores that qualify under MSHDA, the Department of Agriculture, to be as grocery stores. And so, and these only govern the bags that you get at the checkout lane. This doesn't impose a 10-cent fee on the bags that you get on, at the produce section, for example, or to put your meat in and stuff like that, because those are all sanitary issues. And so that doesn't apply. The 10-cent fee does not apply to those. It's just the bags that you get at the checkout counter at a grocery store.
So as a county, you're saying that this would only apply to grocery stores. How is it exactly that the county is going to be defining what is or is not a grocery store?
Right. So we actually have in our ordinance language a definition for what we're calling a retail grocery store. And so that includes any operation which is subject to inspection under the Michigan Department of Agriculture's food law requirements, which means that they're selling food or offer to sell food which are being consumed, the food's being consumed off-premises. And so that's all defined by the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development under their Food and Dairy Division.
Okay, so this could apply, though. There's some fairly small businesses in addition to some very large ones.
Yep. So it applies to the whole spectrum that falls under the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development's definition.
For every bag you use, they're going to have to charge the customer 10 cents.
Right. Yep. So the customer will be charged 10 cents per bag. And so the goal there is really to encourage folks to bring their own bags, whether you're bringing plastic or paper or a reusable bag. If you bring your own bag, you're not going to be charged anything. So, that's
so even if I go grocery shopping today and I get 10 bags and they charge me the 10 cents a piece and I come back tomorrow and bring the same 10 bags back, I don't have to pay the 10 cents a second time.
Exactly. Yep.
All right. So how, just out of curiosity, is the county set up in a way that you can easily manage this and collect these funds from these retailers? Is there already a system in place for those types of payments?
Yeah, so a lot of that has to be worked through still. The grocer would end up keeping a portion of the funding that's generated to help cover their costs on their end. And then the county would recover a certain portion, but all of that would go into sort of public education and enforcement. So
let's talk about that for a second. I know that part of the concern here is that there's the county, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I have an estimate from the county that it costs taxpayers about $200,000 a year just to repair and do maintenance on clogged recycling equipment, which is largely due, and this is based on the county estimate, to recycled bags sticking in this equipment. So would some of this money go towards those types of things?
A lot of what we're trying to do here is to reduce the generation of that waste, and so we're acting under the under our solid waste mandate from the state to develop a solid waste ordinance for the county, and so in doing so, what we're trying to do is decrease the amount of waste that's generated to begin with, and by decreasing the amount of waste that's generated to begin with, those issues on the back end through processing and going through the machinery and removing bags and putting workers at risk and putting machinery at risk, hopefully that will be reduced because people are generating less bags to, get caught up in that machinery.
So the money would go back into the Washtenaw County like a general fund?
No, it wouldn't go to the general fund as far as I understand it. It would go to specifically to solid waste, and that money would be used for education around plastic bags and single-use bags in general, and helping to reduce the amount of those that are generated so that then we can have less damage to our recycling facilities. And keep in mind there's also a cost at our landfill locally in Washtenaw County. Plastic bags blowing around, they have to go around and pick those up. They have to, find ways of reducing that spread of the bags, and so that costs them as well. So there are a lot of hidden costs to bags that different institutions in our community have to face.
So do you have any idea about, first off, what percentage of retailers or what percentage of bags being handed to customers in the county would be affected by this? And secondly, do you have any idea how much money potentially this could bring into the county?
Unfortunately, I don't have a good answer to either of those. I haven't delved that far into the numbers.
Okay, so do you have any ballpark figures? I mean, we're talking about a couple $100,000 in nuisance costs essentially to the landfills to deal with these issues. I mean, are you looking at this could be millions of dollars, or are you looking at this could be hundreds of thousands of dollars? And how are you treating that?
Yeah, I don't think we're talking about millions of dollars, maybe tens of thousands, but I don't even know if it would get to 100, hundreds of thousands. But again, I don't have the specifics.
Okay, so a lot of, and I'm not trying to be hard on you here. I hear a lot of incomplete information. You acknowledged that right up front. You guys were kind of in the process at the county level, making your way through the due diligence of discovering, how this would be applied and how you'd work on it. Why is it that there's suddenly a big rush? I know this, but I'd like you to talk about why there's suddenly a big rush to get this voted on.
Right. So, we are acting, again, within our mandate to develop a solid waste master plan for the county, which we have done, which includes the reduction in waste. And that's something that we take seriously. And that is a mandate from the state that we develop that. And so we, took it upon ourselves to find ways to reduce the amount of waste that we generate in Washtenaw County. And bags are one of the main waste sources. So we've addressed the issue. We're trying to address the issue. And like I said right off the bat, we started what we hoped to be a lengthy public engagement process where we would bring all of our stakeholders, the grocers in our community, and, obviously the consumers and, members of the public as well into the process. And we got about 20% of the way, maybe 25% of the way through that before the state Senate decided to act in such a way that would have prevented us from actually passing this ordinance. So they decided to, pick on us, to tread on our ability to, reduce waste in our community.
Now, you're talking about Senate Bill 853, which was passed on May 10th, and that was essentially banning bans or putting fees on containers like bags, cups, bottles, or packaging, which would fall right into exactly what you guys are working on here.
Yes, and in fact, it's not just banning bans or fees. It's banning any regulation at all of these single-use containers, not just bags, all containers, cups, like you said, carry out containers and so forth. So it prevents local government from having any role in reducing the waste generated by those single-use items. And I think that goes well beyond the scope of what state government should be meddling with, especially because they have given us the charge, the mandate to reduce the waste in our communities. And so to have them then come back and say, well, actually, no, we don't want you to do that. In fact, you're not allowed to do that.
I know that in Washtenaw County, too, you're kind of leading the way here. There's no precedent in the state of Michigan for this. It hasn't been done at a community or a county level anywhere across the state. Have you looked at other states to see how localities or counties are handling this and whether they've been successful with one model or another?
Yeah, so we have done a fair amount of research. In fact, our staff have delved into most of the bag ordinances that have been done across the country. The entire state of California recently did something very similar to what is being proposed. The city of New York has also done something very similar. I know entire countries have taken action as well. And so we have sort of reviewed all of those. And again, I don't personally have all the details, but I know that our staff has, reviewed and taken different pieces from those in their research in order to establish what we have here. So I think there's been a lot of due diligence that's been done on the staff end. But again, we had hoped to include the public and our stakeholders a little bit more in this process. In fact, in our language for the resolution that we will be passing, hopefully, it says specifically if the state decides not to act and to basically to disallow us from having this type of ordinance, that we intend to go back where we left off in the process and to continue to engage the public and to continue to engage the grocers and to make tweaks. Maybe 10 cents isn't the right number. Maybe it should be 5 cents. Maybe, we should only be focusing on plastic bags instead of including all single-use bags. I mean, there's plenty of changes that I think can and maybe should be made to make this ordinance even more, effective for our community. And we just weren't able to have those conversations because the state decided to, again, tread on our mandate as a local community to reduce waste.
Right, but as a county commissioner now, do you feel it's responsible to rush a regulation in the face of that? Or are you weighing the fact that you might likely not be able to do anything against the possible pitfalls of a rushed regulation?
Again, if this is passed, we go back to the process. And I should also mention that there is a one-year delay between passage and implementation. So this will not go into effect until just under a year, I guess, April of 2017.
So you're not etching this into stone. You're basically saying we intend to do something and we're going to spend the next few months figuring out together with our community what we're going to do.
That's exactly right. We're saying we feel that this is important and it's something that our constituents and people have come forward and said is important. And for the state to, again, tread on us and our ability to do this, we're basically saying that's not right. We should be able to, to guide our own destiny here in Washtenaw County and work with our citizens and go through this process to figure out what is right for our community. And so what passing this now means is basically it's putting our foot in the door before the door closes, and we're saying, look, we want to do this. We want to have this process. We want to have this conversation. And so it's sort of a way to signal to the state that we're not joking around and that this is a serious thing for our community.
And is there an opportunity for public commentary today, or is that not on the docket?
No, we always have opportunities for public comment at the beginning of our board our Ways and Means meeting, which starts at 6:30. And then we also have another opportunity at the beginning of our board meeting, which commences immediately following our Ways and Means meeting. We also had a public hearing 2 weeks ago, and we also had other opportunities for public participation, a number of public participation sessions, but also a working session.
Well, Commissioner Youssef Rabi from Washtenaw County, thank you so much for your time today. Definitely appreciate the insight into the process here, even though it's kind of been a rushed process.
Yep, and we, like I said, intend fully to extend that process and have a full discussion once, if the legislature decides to not act to restrict our ability to pass these types of ordinances, we will go back to that process and continue it. And again, it doesn't take effect for a year, so we have plenty of time, or just under a year, so we have plenty of time to do that.
That was Commissioner Youssef Rabi from Washtenaw County talking about possible new regulations in Washtenaw County on dealing with grocery bags and any form of reusable bag that is provided to a customer at the checkout lanes at grocery stores throughout the county. They're kind of in a rushed process now to get something on the books in advance of possible state action, as the state Senate has passed a ban on bans, essentially, that would regulate any kind of takeout container inside of the entire state of Michigan, preventing localities from locally passing any sort of ban on them. So we're working this afternoon to discuss and finalize details on this in the hopes that over the next year or so, once it's passed, or if it is passed, they can come up with something that works well for both the consumers and the business owners in the county of Washtenaw.